We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Roger, you said during Super Bowl week that you would have to innovate to on the kickoff to get to the point where you could get more returns.
We did that, Mark?
Are you satisfied that this model that's out there will increase returns and also keep the injury rate somewhere that you find acceptable?
Yeah, I think it will. But I say that, Mark, with a little bit of hesitation that I think we're still going to have to tinker with it. I think it's one of those things when you get it in play, you look at things and you will reevaluate that as the season's going on. And if it's appropriate to make changes in the future, we will. So I think it'll be a big improvement. I think it will bring the play back into a relevant play, an important play, and an exciting play. And I think we can do it where the injury rate hopefully will drop. By the way, I just give a lot of credit for the innovation. It's not yours truly. The innovation, really, I would give a lot of credit to the special teams coaches. They really did a great job. They worked together. They were in sync with our competition committee and us. And so I give a lot of credit to them.
All right, that was Roger Goodell, commissioner of the National Football League. Theme of 3 days of owners' meetings was more offense, less injuries, and the big changes coming to the kickoff return you just heard him talking about. The kickoff return is back and probably going to see more returns than ever, and they're going to make a whole bunch of changes, so get ready to see guys in different places lining up that you've never seen before. And it'll take a while during the preseason or early in the season for all of us to learn. And then the new strategy on trying to get the best field position, because really, they really want to get, they want the offense to start on shorter fields. That's part of this too. And great field position helps, right? Getting the midfield for a lot of these returns and everything else. So that was one of the topics. The other one, obviously, is the one that has a lot of controversy. Most defensive guys don't like it. The offensive guys think it's great because it's going to help them stay safe. That is a swivel hip drop tackle.
The hip drop tackle elimination got unanimous approval. Mm-hmm. There's still obviously the NFLPA and some players who are concerned about that. How do you alleviate their concerns?
Well, we met with them in the competition committee back in Indianapolis. They came in and they expressed their view immediately. We had an opportunity to go through all of the plays from a video standpoint. We had them hear from our engineers as well as ask questions from the engineers and our committee members. So, listen, it's a play that has a 20 times injury factor. From that standpoint, you can't allow that. We've been very, I think, effective and very clear when we see a technique that we think is going to increase the safety of our players, particularly at that kind of rate. I'm not sure we've had anything at that kind of rate. We're going to work to try to remove it from the game. I think we'll be very effective in doing that.
All right, so that was obviously Roger Goodell's wanted this and saw the numbers and pretty much didn't care what anybody else thought. But I want to say this about the swivel, hip drop tackle, whatever side you're on. Like, I don't believe, I heard some of the offensive guys saying, man, guys are trying to hurt us. I'm so glad this is gone. And I'm like, I don't think so, man. When a guy's out there trying to tackle you, especially a 190-pound guy or 200-pound guy that plays in the secondary, I don't think he's thinking about hurting you. I think he's about trying to figure out how to get you down, because those guys get ripped when they don't make tackles and miss tackles, and they keep track of that stuff. And then this guy's a good tackler, and he's not a good tackler. So, and trying to pull guys down that are bigger. and that have great strength. And, you know, once you wrap it up, you drop your weight. Of course you do. Try to slow them down before they can get a first down or get extra yards. But I'm not saying everybody now. Probably some guys out there that are trying to knock you out of the game, and that was common. Not too many years ago, that was common. But I just have trouble believing anybody that thinks all these guys are out to hurt other guys. I still think, yeah, there's some guys, like hockey. There's guys that still do cheap shots. But I do think these guys understand it's a fraternity. They're all in the same boat. It's a short career. You make as much money as you can. Listen, there's no career shorter than an NFL career. So anyway, I
agree with you that it's not personal, but the commissioner's in the business of doing what's best for his business, right?
I agree.
And
I don't
disagree.
I know why
he's doing it. There's nothing worse for his business than when a guy gets dragged down from behind and they got to stop the game because they got to bring an ambulance on the field for, you know, put an air cast on.
Well, I know, but
have to understand that, Joe. I know you don't like the rule, and I know you.
I know, but
you
got to throw in the ambulance like every time a guy gets tackled on this thing.
No,
that's
not every time, but it's enough where they felt that they needed to make a change. So it's not obviously not a one-off thing.
Well, I'm just telling you, defense just got a whole lot more difficult to play.
Yeah, and I imagine it'll continue to get difficult throughout the years as more and more of these weird rules change. But, you know, that's what they're trying to do, man. They want to make this thing as fan and family friendly as possible. A lot
Looks
of people
like it's
watching
working.
These games.
Looks like it's working. I know everybody's got a lot of guys on IR by the end of the year. It's not like it's one team and, you know, everybody's got you. Hopefully when you have injury, they're able to come back.
As a Dolphin fan, especially, Joe, what happened to Tyreek sucked, man.
Yes.
He was on pace to go. He was probably going to get real close to that record, that 2,000 yards. And that really derailed his season.
No question. No question about it. I think he started dropping pass. It affected everything. I totally agree. Even when he was playing less than 100% and still running around out there. And, hey, I thought the other guy, same deal, got hurt with leg and tried to play at the end of the year and had to miss some time. I don't disagree with that, Wood. But this thing is, you know, to keep guys healthy, especially offensive players, so they can score more points. I know the one thing that defensive coordinators and teams are excited when you have a great defense that gives up 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, anything under 20 points a game, you're got it damn good. You give up under 20 points a game, you got a damn good defense. That's pretty damn good. You start talking about basically two touchdowns and a field goal or two field goals. It's pretty damn good. And meanwhile, Roger Goodell would love to see, you know, seven or eight teams scoring 30 points a game, another five or six scoring, you know, and he doesn't want to look and see the Patriots and the Jets scoring 13 points a game or 14 points a game. They realize that's not good for business. I totally agree. I get it. I get the whole thing, man. I get what's exciting and what's not. And scoring or kicking three field goals in a game and winning 9-3 and having a game that doesn't have any touchdowns or one touchdown is not good for the business of sports now wanting more entertainment than ever for 3 hours. Like a great defensive game, old school people, I think, relate to it better. I don't think a lot of people in baseball want to see a 2-1 game. And meanwhile, old school people, they're okay with it, man. They like to see a well-played game with great pitching and great defense behind it. But today, man, baseball wants to see a 9-10 game.
Everyone wants to see scoring, man. I know there's some people still out there, but everyone wants to see exciting stuff, right? And usually in the games that are very low scoring, it's not like the defenses are playing lights out. It's the usually you have really bad quarterback play or really bad offensive line play.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's traditionally where you get these really crappy games.
What do we do have some really good defenses? Like that Baltimore defense, that Kansas City defense off the top of my head. If I'm missing anybody, I apologize.
San Francisco's defense, fantastic. Yeah, no, you have plenty of good defense. I get that, but I do think last year you had a major increase in bad quarterback play, obviously, because of the injuries.
Yeah, but that really, I mean, There's always going to be a problem. Listen, we're seeing backup quarterbacks get more money than ever. We still got a whole bunch of teams trying to figure out if they've got a franchise quarterback. You know, somebody told me this 2 days ago. You know, we're going to go through this every year. We're never going to go, hey, guess what? We got 32 great franchise quarterbacks. We all have them. For the first time, we've all got that guy. We've got him. So whatever you get in the draft, you know, he can just be a backup or something. Like, no. Every year, we have teams go, well, we tried it. We gave it 3 years, 2021 draft. We tried it, and they're not good enough. We tried it with two different offensive coordinators. Head coach got fired. He's got to go. Quarterback can't play. Quarterback can't play. That 2021 draft is a great example of what everybody's talking about. That draft, outside of Trevor Lawrence, has not been very good. Now, we'll see how it turns out. As some guy, occasionally we get the Baker Mayfield comeback after it looks like it's over, and that could still happen. Probably Justin Fields if it's going to happen. But, yeah, man, this thing goes back to – I mean, I wish Roger just stand up there in front of everybody. And look, he's doing great. They're paying him a ton of money. He's making those owners tons of money. The franchise value just goes up every year. It's crazy. But just stand up there and go, look, it is about keeping our offensive players safe and giving us better field position on special teams.
I don't think he hides any of that stuff, though.
Just come out and say, we want to see more offense.
That's obvious. What does he need to say that
say
for?
Say it. Just say it.
It's not we need to see more offense, Joe. It's that we need to have the guys that are paid the big bucks out on the field. That's who people want to see. It's real simple. It's the same thing we're talking about with the basketball. You want to see the stars. You want to see the best players play. That's why people sit down and watch, why you buy tickets. See the best players. You don't want to see Tyreek get rolled up on because some guy, you know, ripped him down from behind, fell on his ankle.
That's why I want Coach Mike McDaniel, who I love,
to step throwing screen passes. I know. But now they can't hit him like that anymore, so why wouldn't you throw him?
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, I guess now it's okay. Like, if you tackle me, you got to, like, make sure your weight is off me, off to the side. All right, we got to go to break here.
You're coming around to the new rules. You'll be fine.
I love the kickoff thing. I think kickoff return. There's nothing worse than like, all right, hurry up and hurry up and just kick it over the deep guy's head. Kick it 10 yards out of the end zone. And a matter of fact, we play a game up there. Hey, the wind's blowing a little bit that way. You think he's got a chance to? We like when a guy kicks off and kicks it through the uprights. That happens a couple times a year. That's very exciting. So we got something great right now, man, going. I'll tell you who else got something going. My man Chev over Loctite Impact Windows and Doors and Roofing. They got it rolling in a big, big way and got some specials for you. You've been talking about getting a new roof. You've been talking about getting Impact Windows and Doors. Listen, Chev and the gang over there got something special going for a while now. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. Don't wait for the storm. I know how this works. You wait till the hurricane season and they say, here's the big one coming. And you're like, oh, no, I'm too late. Oh, well, get going now with these specials. Why would you wait? Listen, they're really good. We're talking about competitive prices. We're talking about the best materials and somebody that's really good at what they do. Loctite services, all three counties, Miami, Broward, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. They also take care of all the permits and HOA approvals for you, so you don't have to worry about that. Let's be honest. Sometimes that group can be a little grumpy to get through and get that done. They do it for you. Hey, I'm just telling you right now. And by the way, get them all done at the same time. These guys are really good, and they got some great deals going for you right now. Call if it's something you're interested in, 954-500-LOCK, 954-500-LOCK. Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Impressive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With the news that that there are going to be two games on Christmas Day now and Christmas falling on a Wednesday, do you have any player safety concern over guys playing three games over 11 days, 15 weeks into the season? And if not, where's the line as far as how much guys can play in a truncated amount of time?
Well, I think the days are the same for us. We've done this. In fact, you know, COVID, it was actually a learning opportunity. I think it was the first time we played on a Wednesday. It will not be a regular thing. It'll be when Christmas falls on a Wednesday. But the time period between games has been done before. We have not seen any elevation of injuries. You know, you all and we have had a major focus on Thursday night when we first put it in, and we've still not seen any kind of elevation of injuries. So I think we have this down.
Yeah, Roger, he didn't care what day it is. Come on, man. Family home together on Christmas. Everybody sitting around together, got those TVs on all day, drinking ice cold beer. My sister-in-law's grape pies, nonstop food, and now not just five NBA games, but a doubleheader from the NFL, even on a Wednesday. Now, I got to say one thing. This guy's got it rolling. He's doing great. They got new app family now and the gambling thing. But you're not telling me they're going to play Wednesday and then have those teams come back that are playing on Wednesday and play Sunday. No way. Maybe Wednesday, Monday, but no way. They're going to take one less day. They can't. The four teams that are playing, they've got to have some extra time. There's no way. Sunday to Wednesday or Wednesday to Sunday, just no shot. No shot. You have guys in the ice tub in the morning of the game trying to loosen up to play. I don't know. I'm guessing that's what they're going to do. Got to give them the benefit of the doubt that they'll get the full week off.
I give the NBA players Christmas off now. They don't like working anyway.
But
seriously, who's going to watch basketball? Football's on, man. You know that.
You're going to watch basketball, too.
No, you're not.
I got to tell
you. Not if football's on. You could put the two worst football teams, and you know this, by the way. I'm a basketball fan number one. But you could put the two worst NFL teams in a game together, and I'm watching the football game.
No, they're going to win. No, I get it. But
not only are they going to win, they're going to crush the NBA.
I got to tell you, though, if you're at brother Jamie Civantini's house, he got big TVs for both basketball and football.
Got you, man. But the NBA may want to consider backing down here and just maybe they could have Christmas
Eve or
something.
That's their baby. They're gonna.
It has been their baby, but now the NFL jumps in and it's not their baby anymore.
They're still going to put their 10 best teams. It's an honor to play in the NBA. Matter of fact, I see guys get upset they're not playing on that day. Matter of fact, you probably like that early game. Kick it off. What's it start at noon? Basketball
like
noon to midnight. And so the NFL just said, we're going to take 6 hours, please. Probably seven with our shows and stuff. Well, we're going to take 7 hours in between there. And it'll be interesting to see which teams end up playing once the schedules come out and everything else. So, yeah, we're going to have Wednesday. You know, Florio used to say, if it's the right amount of money, Roger Goodell's going to play every day of the week. There's no day that's not going to be, you know, part of it. Now, I don't know. Is there a deal like during college football, they don't do Saturday games. They don't run Saturday games until late in the year. I think college football stops by then, or no?
Yeah, it does, because college football, the regular season finishes in November. Thanksgiving is the last, right? Thanksgiving is the last regular Saturday. That's usually the week before the championship games.
Hey, Woody, by the way, how many games to win a championship now with 12-game playoff?
College football?
How many games you play? I think last year those
last
guys—
Last year was 15.
15. So you're adding
two more potentially? Don't they have buys for the first
few teams?
Yeah, they
have buys, so maybe—
So 16?
Welcome to
the
NFL.
An old NFL schedule, huh?
Hey, welcome to being professionals now. You guys—
You get the big
schedule. If you're good, you got to be good, though, you know, to do it. Hey, we got all kinds of news from last night. The Panthers, man, I got to tell you, Panthers usually, when they're up 3-2 in the third period, you feel pretty good. And that happened last night. Verhaeghe had a goal. And you're going, all right, this is where they really clamped down, and that's it. And they gave up two goals there in the third period, end up losing at 2.5 minutes left or so. Zaka had a goal, and they end up losing that game 4-3. Good to see Barkov back. Aaron Ekblad, they look like they really miss him, because since he's been out, there's a little something missing. Last night's game, by the way, was fantastic. If that thing didn't remind you of what a playoff hockey game looks like, it got physical, it got chippy. They were running at each other, taking shots. It was great. Bennett got cheap shot, and by the way, don't mess with that dude. That guy had him on the ground, and he was still throwing punches. You know, I guess usually when a guy goes down on the ice, they kind of he was like, "Hell no, you took a cheap shot at me, man." So last night was very, very entertaining, even though the Panthers came up short in that game. And
playoffs are going to be fun, by the way.
Oh,
you know, they got
Lord.
The Bruins, who seem like a nice little rival. That Ranger game over the weekend, which made it onto national TV, was very, very exciting. It's about a physical game. There's some former Panthers on the Rangers. Like, that was a hell of a game.
They got Carolina has snuck back in one of the better records now. Tampa Bay's going to be in the play. It's going to be fun. That thing is in the East is going to be a lot of fun to watch as they get after. But last night was very entertaining. And then the Heat. Woody, you tried to ruin my night. You called me a couple hours. I was sitting there before the game, and I knew you were going early to see the Steph Curry show.
Yeah, I didn't text you. Steph was out.
No.
That would have ruined the night. Jimmy Butler is, you almost expect it at this point. I mean,
so Jimmy,
probable is like out for him.
Jimmy Butler, a couple hours before, went from probable to out with sickness, will not play. Duncan was out with a back, everybody knows. Tyler's been out. Love, who they've been praising how good he is kind of getting everything in order and the team, and is kind of a leader on the court, making the right pass and all the things, a great rebounder. So they're missing, obviously, a lot of guys that if they're going to have a chance to go deep into the playoffs, they're going to need Jimmy Butler, obviously, Duncan Robinson, who's having his best year, Tyler Hero, hopefully, is going to be okay, and Kevin Love. All guys that were out last night. That's a lot of points, by the way. That's 50, 60 points out of
a rough little lineup they rolled out there last night.
They did.
Patty Mills starting at point
Jovic,
guard, not ideal.
Hakez, Rozier.
I think Hakez is a good player. I think they have put way too much on his plate for a rookie. I really do.
I'm guessing he likes it, though. Guessing he's not complaining about being in the starting lineup.
Yeah, man, but it also feels like he's hit a little bit of a rookie wall here, but I don't know.
Well,
it's a lot. Look, it's a lot to put on that guy's plate. I know he's experienced, but he's playing big minutes in meaningful games here.
So anyway, the Jimmy Butler thing is really interesting. I think there's a lot of stuff we don't know, that the team and some of the old school Pat Riley stuff is gone, that the way he did things, it's changed. Like Don Shula, the way he did things, it's gone. You have to keep your players happy, especially the really good players. I agree with that. Like, yeah, I think Jimmy Butler's got different rules than some other guys because he's a best player. He plays both ends. He plays Heat basketball. When he's on the court, he plays the Heat way.
But this would be the first player in the history of the Pat Riley eras
that's
with
got
this
a
team
different,
that seems to have a different set of rules than everyone else.
I don't disagree.
I don't think they did it with LeBron. Hell, I think it was one of the reasons he left. And I don't think they did it with Dwayne. Who, by the way, are both significantly better players than Jimmy Butler.
Well, so Dwayne came into the old school thing, so I don't think it was ever that important to him. You know, I'm sure there are things, if they need extra stuff, they get. All the great players get it in every sport.
Yeah, but Dwayne never seemed like a guy who would be posting, you know, online during the playoffs that he's, you know, at a house with his buddies while his team's all, you know, in another place.
Yeah,
like,
no, I get
and
it.
And the team would have to tell you any of this stuff because Jimmy puts it out there on his own.
I don't think he hides it. When they showed, they're in New York, if I'm not mistaken. They get off the bus. And the
he jumps onto a car.
And he's got a car and goes out.
That was on social media. That wasn't something
we got
from someone.
I thought he was just, they're going out and have a late dinner, getting in town and going to go have a late dinner.
He's going to a house to stay at.
And, yeah, they're playing cards at the house and having a laid-back night. But, yeah, it's
if he played during the regular season consistently, I don't think anyone would care what he did on the side.
I really don't. I don't think most fans.
I don't care what he does.
I don't think most fans care.
I just know that when you're standing in line at, you know, 7 or 6 o'clock to get into the game and, you know, you get the kids wearing the Jimmy Butler jersey and you find out he's too sick to play.
All right. So let me give you the other one, and that is the Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Buckets, Jimmy playoff. Jimmy jumps his game up more than anybody just about in the NBA. We saw it again last year. It was like playoffs and he's playing, he plays injured, he's not 100%, he plays in most of the games and makes a run. I just think he looks at it and says, hey, man, I'm getting my body ready, getting enough work, making sure we're in the playoffs, and making sure I do enough to get myself ready to go for the playoffs because that's all that matters. That's all anybody talks about is getting the playoffs. And with Jimmy Butler, you get to the finals. He's done it a couple times. Haven't won it. But I think a lot of Heat fans understand. And then the other part of this is, Woody, so what are you going to do if you're the team? You're going to question it that you're going to question, or somebody going to go, hey, Jimmy, what the hell's going on, man? We saw you all day hanging out watching tennis and then – or in the evening, and now it's a
That's
morning.
The worst part of it, though. Again, it's like the optics. He just doesn't
who's gonna
appear
say something,
to care.
Who's going to say something like, hey, Jimmy, is this – you're not going to question your best player.
I'm not saying they should, but again, he just doesn't appear to care. And someone brought this up earlier, talking about LeBron, the amount that, like, LeBron has played, Joe, just to give you an idea here, he's played 62 games this season, 35 minutes average in those games. Jimmy Butler has played 50 games and averaged 34 minutes.
Yeah.
LeBron James is pushing 40 and has. I mean, I can't imagine that guy has so much left in the tank here.
The most durable player.
Like, yeah.
The most durable player we've ever had in the history of the NBA.
How many seasons of postseason basketball? Like, I mean, that guy plays deep in the playoffs.
The most durable.
Year. Like,
here, you keep throwing out his stuff, and I'll keep saying the most durable NBA player we've had, maybe athlete we've ever had to play at this level at 40.
But if LeBron is
or
playing.
Almost 40.
You know. Shouldn't that guy set the standard?
I don't know, man. I just say this. And I'm not sitting here defending
50
Jimmy.
Games. I mean, that's terrible.
Hey, LeBron's a bad – probably should stay away from when we start talking about athletes and then throw LeBron
Well, who
in
should
there.
We throw in there? You
not
Steph?
The best
Steph,
player.
Steph plays? Steph's in his, what, late 30s now?
No, he's mid-30s.
Mid-30s?
Yes. I think Jimmy and Steph just about the same age, if I'm not mistaken. They're within a year of each other. All right. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot of stuff to get to.
Everyone all riled up this morning.
What's everybody fired up about?
The Jimmy Butler stuff, man.
I thought it was a pretty big game last night they needed. I mean, they're trying to get out of that thing, and I'm guessing Jimmy says, we'll be fine. We're going to win against Portland. We'll be just fine Friday night. We'll be fine. I'm playing.
Steph's 36. Jimmy's 34. Steph has played, by the way, this season 65 games.
Yeah.
15 more.
I'm not arguing with you, Woody. I'm not arguing, but you think the team. What
injuries are injuries, but like
I
come
just
on.
Went. You could tell. I went. What? We got to go.
What do you
break.
Want to do? What do you want to do? I know there's nothing you can do. I get it. Can't sit him down and say, hey, you're getting paid $500,000 a game. Do you mind playing? Well, what do you do? By the way, that's what he makes a game.
I know it is.
And that's insulting to fans. It just is.
All right, we got to go to break here. We'll come back.
There you go. There's my rant on that.
All right.
We'll do some headlines.
You're on a roll, but next time you're at the game and you see him, say something to him when you get there early with the kids.
I don't see him.
All right, hey.
Never plays. Just kidding. I like Jimmy.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, you're
my son sure does. He was bummed out last night. We got to see Steph.
Yeah. Early.
What was that
signature I saw?
We got there early, and he did. He signed his shirt.
Exactly.
Very nice of him.
I'd say it's pretty good day. All right. Hey.
Class act.
We got to talk about Marlins baseball, man. It starts on top of everything else we got going on right now. We're going to add one more thing to tennis, basketball, and hockey. Marlins baseball is back. The opener is finally here, man. It's finally here. Boy, that spring training was flying this year. That would be tomorrow is the opener against the Pirates, 4:10 start, and a lot of fun stuff going on. We'll tell you all about it. If you don't have your tickets and it kind of snuck up on you, hey, don't worry about the weather. We got the top on that bad boy. But get your tickets now, Marlins.com/tickets, to get to Marlins opener. Nothing like the opener, introductions. Get to meet the 26-man roster. They'll do all that stuff, have a fun opening to the thing, and then we'll see what happens as they get off and got off, end up, didn't fall apart last year, made it to the playoffs. Lizardo gets a start tomorrow night, a local kid from here in South Florida. So we got a lot of cool stuff going on. And with that, single-game tickets are on sale as well, so the Marlins are ready for you to grab your tickets and come out and watch some baseball. Get your tickets at marlins.com/tickets. Matter of fact, check it out. See if some of your favorite teams are coming to town. Get tickets for those as well. And then some of your old specials are back again, like Taco Tuesday, always a fun one. Yeah, ticket package includes game ticket, two tacos, and one free beer for just $25. Again, all you have to do is go get your tickets today at marlins.com/offers. And same thing goes for the 4 for $44. It was so popular on Wednesdays, they've added Sundays to it for home games coming up. 4 for $44 ticket offer presented by Pepsi. Again, 4 game tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas or waters, and 2 small popcorns. It's ready to start back up. Learn more at marlins.com/offers.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Woody, what do you got going on today, man?
All right, Joe. The Olympics are around the corner.
Are they?
I guess. I don't know. 2024, it says.
Yeah.
Don't they usually happen in the summer?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess they are around the corner. It's May now. Is it? No, it's...
No, but it's in a
no,
few
it's
months.
Not. What month is this? Yeah. March, April.
Yeah. End of March.
Okay. Anyway, we have a new event this time around. USA Men's Olympic 3-on-3 basketball.
Huh.
All right. And we have some, I don't know how they scouted this team or where they came up with these names. Jimmer Fredette. Remember Jimmer?
Of course.
BYU?
BYU guy.
Small stint in the NBA.
The Gunner. Yeah.
Canyon Berry, the son of Basketball Hall of Famer Rick Berry.
Yeah, I think that's the youngest son.
Kareem Maddox and Dylan Travis will be on the team. It was announced on Tuesday.
So what happened to all the NBA? I guess they can't because season.
Well, no, it's in the summer, no? I mean, I know they had qualifying that I guess just happened, but
– huh.
Who would be the best 3-on-3 team you could assemble in the NBA? Like, who would be?
Oh boy, you want great 3-point shooters.
I'd start with Steph, obviously.
But you need a forward that's pretty good size, and you can't go wrong. There's a whole bunch of.
So I would go Steph. I think I'd go Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Kevin Durant's a good one.
Right, like you can't go wrong with KD. The guy can shoot from anywhere, and you can't really guard him. And then you'd have to have someone who could rebound. You have to have a big man.
Yeah,
underneath.
You're going to be knocking down a lot of shots in 3-on-3. That won't be.
I guess with those two you would, but.
You could probably go two guards, one good-sized guard and a forward in there, 6'7", 6'8", 4", you'll be fine. Or like a Kevin Durant would be great.
All right, shoot us over your three if you have one.
We'll give us your three for the Olympic team.
All right, you'll be watching the track and field, though, right?
I know. Oh, you take shots all you want. I knew this was coming. You don't like the 100-meter, too.
I love the 100-meter. I love it.
Yeah. You like the track team Miami Dolphins have, but not the
I do
the
like that track team when they can score. All right, man, the Pac-2.
Why is there always sarcasm with you? Always a little jab in
there. The Pac-2 has a TV deal here, Joe, or they're nearing one at least. Oregon State and Washington State, they make up the Pac-2. And they are nearing a TV deal with the CW.
Wow.
13 gamers here. Both of these guys, I guess they have deals with the Mountain West. Play some of their teams on the road and stuff. But
boy, what a letdown for those two.
That kind of sucks.
By the way, there were four teams there for a while. We're wondering. Stanford and Cal was wondering if anybody's going to pick them up. There were a lot of people sweating out in the Bay Area like, there's a chance nobody wants our state school or our private school.
The Pac-2. All right, we've been talking about this Mega Millions jackpot here for a few days now, and it hit last night.
No.
Yeah, it hit last
Somebody's a billionaire?
Yep. $1.13 billion. You can take that as a lump sum, estimated $537.5 million.
I'd be all right. Yeah, fine.
Looks like it was someone in New Jersey who won this one. And I suppose now they'll be able to buy their way out of New Jersey.
Be able to buy New Jersey, period.
That's true.
Good God. You can't mess that up. It would take a long time and a lot of bad investments to screw that much money up.
We had one of our flights got screwed up. You know, going into New York, and we ended up having to take a flight into Newark. The airport is just, I mean, obviously New Jersey is a gross place, but, like, the airport was even terrible. Just, I mean, in really bad shape.
We stayed for a game in Newark. We actually stayed for a game.
Pretty bad, huh?
Had to stay at the airport.
Mm. All right, our final one here, DJ Khaled. I know you're a fan of him, Joe.
Mr. 305.
Yeah. Well, he's not. I guess not anymore. He's selling his home here in. He's got a really nice house, by the way, in Aventura.
Making a ton of money, of course.
Yeah. How about this one, man? He's got a 1,000 square foot sneaker shrine that will apparently be included if you're willing to shell out the $16.39 million. He paid $3.84 million for the villa, Mediterranean style villa, in 2015. Spent about $2.5 million on renovations.
Do we know where he's moving? Is he going to California where he does a lot of his business, or is he?
I don't know where he's moving. He didn't inform us of his plans, but it is a very, very nice house. Almost $16.5 million. He's going to make a ton of money on this thing.
Wow.
But there you go, man.
Jeez.
He's made a lot of money for a guy who screams on the background of a lot of songs.
Yes, he has.
Good for him.
Yes, he has. Nope. No question about
Big
it.
Big Heat fan.
Yes, he is. Got good seats. Real good seats at Heat games.
You think he ever gets upset when Jimmy no-shows?
No.
No. He's just there for – he wants.
He's
to
just there team. To be with the guys, hang out. A couple guys come over and high-five him, make him feel like part of the deal. He just wants to work on his golf game a little bit, and he's good to go. All right, we got the 8 o'clock hour. Ben Volen. Boston Globe senior NFL writer. We got a lot. He's been at the NFL meetings, and we'll talk to him a little bit about the Patriots.
I saw old massage parlor Bobby was what was he upset about that they talked a little
Not
bit too much
happy
about the
about
cheating
the documentary. Yeah. Oh, I always love they do these on you, and then like, what'd you think? It was just going to be a big party, and they're just going to stroke you for every episode.
Stroke him.
Get it.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, did you think you were just going to pat you on the back is what I meant to say.
You took it
the wrong way. All right.
That was actually pretty good.
8 o'clock hour is coming up. You're such
never a... want to be stroking Robert.
No,
Kraft.
You never want
never.
To be stroking. No.
End up in jail.
Oh, God. Woody, I didn't mean it that way.
I know.
I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Oh, boy. Great, great SUVs. My God. Suburban and Tahoes. Oh, so nice. Brand new look. Added more space to them to make a big, comfortable SUV even more comfortable. Right over to the midsize SUV, like a Traverse. And boy, I guess the new Traverse, I can't wait to see it. And everybody's talking about a little bit smaller, but boy, plenty of space for you and your family. And then, of course, the smaller SUVs have been smoking hot. The Trailblazer. The Blazer, the Equinox, and right over to the trucks. Let's talk trucks. strong, durable, hot-selling Silverado trucks. What makes them hot? We got every kind of truck that you could ever need. Whatever your lifestyle calls for, a full-time working truck, it's just you and that Silverado 5, 6, 7 days a week. To the Silverado still needs to get the family around. Well, look it. No matter what it is for you, whether it's a vacation, whether it's a working truck, whether it's everyday life, Silverado makes the perfect truck for you. New and used, low mileage, ready for you to come and take a look at. Here's what you're going to find out right now that's going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers. This is the best overall products we've ever had. Come in. I go right to showroom. They're going to have the best stuff on the showroom and then work out from there to get exactly what you want. Take a test drive. By the way, you're probably going to walk by that new Corvette, and you definitely look at it. You can't help it. Anything that looks that good, you're going to take a look at, and you're not cheating. You're just looking, and it's fantastic. I want to let you know, best overall products we've ever had, and we got something for everybody, new and used, and the whole family with convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.